This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today, let's look at Christ's title as related to the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation 3, 7 through 13. He is the Holy and True One who holds the key of David. When the angel announced the birth of Christ to Mary, he said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and so your child will be called Holy, the Son of God." Jesus Christ is God the Son. God is holy. Throughout eternity past, Christ the Son was holy. In his incarnation and life on earth, he was holy. Now in heaven, at the right hand of God the Father, he is the Holy One. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John, explaining the Incarnation, wrote in John 1:14, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." All Christ ever said is true. The key of David identifies him as royalty. He is sovereign. When he opens doors, as he did for the church in Philadelphia, they will stay open. No one can shut them. When he shuts doors, no man can open them. The church in Philadelphia didn't have much strength, but they have been faithful. Now Christ opened a door for them, with the premise that no one could shut it. Thus they would be able to accomplish all Christ had in mind when he opened this door for them. Keep this in mind when feeling weak in the face of open doors of opportunity. Trust the Holy and True One who holds the key of David to be your sufficiency.